Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin, and her preaching today is entitled Being Part of God's Family.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. Not all families are loving, supportive, or understanding. You need only think of the Dominican whose feast the order celebrates today, Thomas Aquinas. His family did their worst to stop him becoming a Dominican. They locked him up. They even tried to corrupt him by sending a prostitute to tempt him. And of course, it didn't work. But that's one kind of family. Let's look at the view of family that we get from this gospel passage. Matthew and Mark and Luke all tell this story, and in all of them, it's just a very short account. It's just a very few verses with no account anywhere of the reaction of Jesus' family members. Well, maybe, it's possible, certainly, maybe Jesus went out and greeted them. Maybe he even gave his mother a hug. That would be nice. The Gospels are never sentimental. Hugs are an extra. Hugs are no part of what Jesus was teaching us. But it would be nice to think that he did that. But the crucial point here is that we can all join his family if we do the Father's will. Well, okay, that's a thought to cling to. If we do God's will, we're part of the family. And of course, every time we say the Our Father, we pray, "Thy will be done." And praying that is just sheer hypocrisy if we don't make the effort to do God's will ourselves. And let's face it, we don't always, or at least I don't always. Please forgive me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I have lots of company in this. Every time we sin, and it doesn't have to be one of the big spectacular sins, murder, adultery, bearing false witness, giving false evidence against someone. Every time we're careless of other people's feelings, every time, I don't know, every time we share gossip just for the fun of it, every time we look the other way so that we don't have to greet someone we don't like, every time we do any of those small but unloving things, we're leaving the family. Because Jesus has made it quite clear that we are his family on that condition that we do the will of God. And God certainly doesn't want us to be thoughtless or small-minded or uncharitable. So it's hard work for most of us being part of the family. Worth the effort, but we need all the help we can get. Thomas Aquinas, pray for us.